Get started. We came to win. We didn't win. We played hard. We fought hard. And that's the one thing we can take away from this. We had our opportunities. Didn't quite work that way. We did not win the turnover battle. It was 2-1 in that regard, and we knew that we could not make any mistakes along those lines because of they were plus 12 coming in here. Thought we did a pretty good job with Ginn and special teams, except one of the punts was, you know, obviously way out of bounds and way too short. But, you know, too little, too late, not enough, whatever you want to describe it as. They're a good team. They're a sound team. They play very good defense. They don't give you much. You know, when they did pressure, we got the ball over the top. We took advantage of that, but that only happened a couple of times. We're a good defensive team. They come out and ran the ball 6 times in the first half, which was a surprise. And they made some plays with the passing game and made some plays over the middle, even into the second half. The crossing pattern there at the end of the game is just, you know, I have to look at that. But, I mean, that's too easy. The run, the final touchdown was too easy. I mean, that just off tackle and the way they went. But we had a lot of young guys with Bowley down. You know, we had more young guys that had to go in and play and play as hard as they could. And they'll learn from this, and hopefully we all will as well. So very disappointed in losing. We didn't come here to lose. We came to win. It just didn't happen.
On the last play, 4th and 1, he gets up and gets down.
4th and 2. Yeah. No, he decided not to rush. And, you know, he's a veteran player and a good player. And there's been games where he's had to make a play. He stripped the ball out, for example. This time he just guessed right, and the ball was in his neighborhood. And, you know, we changed personnel. We ran something we do very, very well. Most of these people can do that in their sleep, and he just knocked the ball down. I didn't think it was going to get to that anyway. I thought we had almost had the first down prior to that, but the run wasn't for much, you know. Second down run or third down run wasn't for much.
Is that advantage your third down back, so I assume he's got to be the guy in there?
Well, he did a good job. I mean, every time they looked up and he had the ball, he did a nice job. He ran with power, caught the ball out of the backfield, made a nice catch on an option route there, you know, as we drove the ball down. So I thought he did a nice job.
How would you assess your
I think it's been outstanding all year long, and there's nothing different about today. The only thing that happened today that he wouldn't be pleased with, and I wouldn't either, would be the turnovers.
That one that he threw, the last one that he threw, like that guys over the top, either receiver, did he just not have much to throw to
that? I'm not sure why. The ball was led inside, and it looked like the receiver was interpreting a little bit differently. I'm not sure that you know, they were on the same page on that play. But he makes a strike down in the end zone for the tying score. And, you know, it's an extension where Mario's got to really reach out there and the ball just doesn't get caught, you know. You'd have to explain it to me. Sometimes they catch him, sometimes they don't. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. I know it's a hamstring. How bad it is, I don't know. Obviously, you take your starting middle backer out, the guy that calls all the defenses and has had an outstanding year, you're going to miss him. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, you want to play with everybody, and that's the point. The point is that you're trying to, you know, you need everybody. You need all your people. San Francisco's played with everybody all year long.
How do you think
he goes in and tries hard. You know, I'll have to look at the tape, but, I mean, he goes in with the look in his eye and just goes to work. And you know, I can't tell you exactly what happened. But
that 4th and 6 that you went for, was it a matter of, you know, you weren't sure about your defense because you didn't have
it? No, I just felt we were moving the ball, and why would we stop? You know, I wasn't going to stop ourselves. I thought the quarterback would make the play, and he did.
A lot of wear in the second half, not a lot of Jacobs. Was there a reason?
A lot of third down, a lot of three wides. You know, I think that's probably the only explanation.
I mean, you're almost surprised he doesn't pull out so many fourth quarter comebacks and you actually don't get one.
I'm very disappointed. I mean, we had time. We used the clock very well. You You know, had we been able to drive and score, there would have been very little time left for them to do anything about it. It would have been overtime. You know, I thought we were in perfect control, and I thought we would get there, score, put it in overtime, win it in overtime. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed. We've done very, very well in those situations, and I expect to do well again. It didn't happen. You know, you can call it percentages, whatever you want, but we're prepared to excel in that area, and we've done just that. So, you know, am I disappointed because we didn't? Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to win. And so is everybody else. Okay?